Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Hundreds of Palestinians have barricaded themselves inside Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, raising fears of further clashes with Israeli police who are outside. It comes days after police stormed the complex, triggering a wider upsurge in violence between Israel and the Palestinians. James Reid reports.
The Al-Aqsa complex, revered by Jews as the Temple Mount, has long been a flashpoint for conflict. Tension is particularly acute this year because of the overlap between the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and the Jewish Passover holiday. Jordan, which manages the mosque, has warned of catastrophic consequences if police once again storm the compound. But Israel's foreign ministry has described the Palestinians inside as a dangerous mob who've been radicalised by Hamas. The police are concerned that they may attack Jewish worshippers who'll gather at the nearby Western Wall for Passover prayers on Sunday morning.
Police in Iran say they're installing cameras in public places to identify and penalise women who violate the strict Islamic dress code by not wearing the hijab. Police Chief Ahmed Reza Radan said smart equipment would be used to identify women flouting the rule.
With the use of advanced technology and equipment, the person will be identified and warned. Then that person will be introduced to the judicial system with the documents to deal with the issue. Businesses that do not abide by the hijab law will be warned first. Then they will receive the warning of being closed, and then they will be closed. This includes halls, restaurants, and large shopping centres.
An increasing number of women in Iran have been refusing to wear the veil after a young woman died while in custody of the morality police in September last year. The authorities in Burkina Faso say 44 civilians were killed in two attacks in the northern region of Sahel. The assaults happened on Thursday night. Risto Puka has the details.
The governor of Sahel described the attacks as barbaric and despicable. He said the assailants had targeted the villages of Kourakou and Tondobi, but had been, as he put it, neutralised after the attacks. The armed forces are said to be working to stabilise the situation in the region. Burkina Faso has been fighting Islamist militants since 2015. The violence has led to the displacement of hundreds of thousands of people. This week's attack took place near Seitenga, where more than 80 people were killed last year in one of the worst assaults during the insurgency.
Officials in Tunisia say at least 27 African migrants are missing after their boats sank in the Mediterranean during an attempt at crossings to Italy. A judicial source said the Coast Guard had rescued 17 other people from one boat which sank off the city of Sfax. 36 were rescued from another boat. There has been a big increase in migrants trying to make the dangerous crossing to Europe in recent months. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Washington has urged China to show restraint after it launched military drills around Taiwan hours after the Taiwanese president Tsai Ing-wen's return home from a trip to the United States. A State Department spokesperson said channels of communication with Beijing remained open. Our security correspondent is Frank Gardner.
Beijing warned the Speaker of the House of Representatives not to meet Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen during her recent US visit, but the meeting still went ahead. So this was China's reaction, an intimidating display of China's growing military power in the seas to the north, south and east of Taiwan. Beijing's message is clear. This is what we can do at a time of our choosing, encircle you and choke off your trade routes. When it comes to Taiwan, it seems Beijing is not prepared to compromise.
A humanitarian organisation says 31 children deported to Russia during the war have been reunited with relatives in Ukraine. It's the fifth and largest group return so far, aided by the group Save Ukraine, who've been helping families with logistics. Kiev says almost 20,000 children have been taken to Russia. Pope Francis has led the world's Roman Catholics into Easter with a vigil at St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican. The 86-year-old pontiff, who was in hospital last week with bronchitis, arrived in a wheelchair but appeared in good voice. In his homily, he spoke out against injustice, corruption and what he called the icy winds of war. Benjamin Ferenc, the last surviving prosecutor from the Nuremberg trials, has died. He was 103. Born to a Jewish family that emigrated from present-day Romania to the United States, Mr. Ferenc studied law at Harvard and, during the Second World War, collected evidence of Nazi war crimes. After the conflict was over, he was appointed a prosecutor at Nuremberg, where he led the case against SS death squads. BBC News.